Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your hostess with the mostest, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor and the creator of the Maxim Movement and MaximizedBusiness.ca. And today, what I wanted to talk about was soul searching that I've been doing over the past couple of weeks. And I can't say I was doing it all on my own. This was definitely prompted by my coach, James Wedmore. I went to his BBD Live in Laguna Beach back in November, and they had this really fantastic guy come on the stage, and his name is Jim Fortin. I'd never heard of him before, but he's a really big NLP practitioner and, you know, coach to celebrities and big time CEOs and business owners and things like that. And what he was saying on stage really blew my mind. And I thought I would go over some of the things that I've been, you know, working within myself and learning from myself. And also I will, in the show notes, put links to two podcast shows that he had with James Wedmore, which you can listen to. And they've really kind of, again, been reinforcing how I'm approaching things and how I'm thinking about things. And it's really rung true, I think, for a lot of my people that are in my course that I've shared the podcast with, and they're now following Jim and really learning from him. And a lot of my colleagues in our Next Level Mastermind group are also doing like Jim's membership program and things like that. And the way he gets you to kind of really own up and be responsible for where you are in your life and also where you are in your business, whether successful or not, I think are very valid statements that need to be made. And that's why I thought I would come on the show and talk about that today. So with regards to a few things that really stood out to me, probably the number one thing, and I've posted about this on Instagram, so that's at Andrea Maxim ND, was the stories. And almost every time that we have created a negative thought, a negative belief, it's always actually been a story that we've created. So our interpretation of what's happened. So for instance, a lot of people that I work with, they'll say, you know, what do I do when patients cancel or reschedule or my day falls apart? You know, it really makes me start to think that I'm not a good practitioner, that I shouldn't be doing this. It's just a sign that I'm not going to be successful in this career option. And, you know, everybody is right when they told me that this is a really hard business to get into and blah, blah, blah. And again, those are stories that we're telling ourselves. So the real thing that's happening is they ran out of money. So they just can't afford to come to that visit. A family emergency occurred. Perhaps a breakup happened, and we've all been there. They can happen literally in an instant when you're having a conversation with someone. Perhaps, you know, their kid got sick and they just didn't have a chance to call you or contact you. You know, there's so many things that can happen, but our perception is, well, they're canceling on me because I've done something wrong, because, you know, I'm not standing up for them. I'm not the practitioner that they're looking for. And very rarely is that the case. So this is something I would strongly encourage you to think about in your own business and in your own life. When things happen to you that you weren't expecting, you weren't anticipating, they weren't the outcome that you wanted them to be, you know, what are the stories that you're now telling yourself and you're believing to be true? More often than not, it's negative, and more often than not, it is just that, a story. It's not fact. You don't have all the the pieces. You don't know exactly what's going on, but believing that story and telling yourself, you know, the negative outcome is going to happen, this is all on you, this is your problem, is going to kind of haunt you for the rest of your life. So you want to be very, very mindful and very careful about that. So one of the things that I would strongly encourage you to do in that instance, and this is what I love in Jim Fortin's last podcast with James, and something that I've been doing as a ritual to myself all week, and it's amazing what I've been able to accomplish by doing this, is when a thought comes into your brain that is not going to serve you, that is not going to give you any momentum to move forward, that is not going to positively reinforce you in any way, you stop thinking those thoughts. And I loved this example that Jim gave of working out. And I am the worst at getting myself to the gym. My sister will run 17 kilometers just for fun on a weekend, and I can barely get myself to a gym class for a half an hour workout session. And it's because, of course, the mental thoughts come into play. You know, you can talk yourself out of going to the gym so easily that you just don't go. Same for a lot of the things that you're doing in your business. You can talk yourself out of doing that Facebook Live because you're not prepared. You don't have something to talk about, and you do. You can talk yourself out of, you know, asking for more money for your time because you have this preconception, this story that no one's going to afford, want to pay you, that they can't afford it. And again, these are all things that you are thinking about. So what Jim does is he just says, stop thinking. Stop talking to yourself. And I can tell you instantly by doing that, I just got more shit done. So for instance, I always put things off, the things that I don't want to do, like doing the laundry from my infrared sauna, doing the towels. I'll always wait until the very last minute when I have to do it. And yesterday I just said, I'm just going to throw it into the wash. I'm just going to get it done tonight. Therefore, it's off my plate. I don't have to worry about it. I did not let any negative thoughts come into my brain. When it came to, you know, eating healthy, I could easily start talking myself into eating a bag of chips or having a glass of wine. And I just said, just stop talking to yourself. And it's amazing how the hunger wasn't actually legit. My thirst for wine wasn't something that I needed to supplement with. It's just, again, a habit or something that you get used to. Even when it comes to doing Facebook Lives, which I've been trying to do more of this year, or sending out emails, you know, I can easily talk myself out of it, but the days when I just get up and do it, set up my camera, hit record, and just blabble about something, at least I'm getting it done. At least I'm taking action and moving forward. So these are all the things that I would strongly encourage you to acknowledge in your world and say, how many times am I telling myself a story that is just a story? It is not factual. It is your interpretation of what's happened. And how many times am I letting my thoughts get in the way of my success? And I encourage you to use that technique of just stop talking, stop thinking. Be quiet, because it's amazing what can happen in the silence when you just turn your mind off. So that was one of the things that really stood out to me, was the stories. The next thing that I really loved that he talks about often is being. That you will never be that person that you want to be. You will never be as successful as you want to be in business if you are not acting as that person. So often people will follow the mantra of, once I have the money, then I can start to do these things, then I will be happier. So that have, do, be mentality. But really what you have to transform that as is be, do, have. So I am now just going to be that person. I'm not going to want to get up early in the morning to get more work done. I'm just going to be that person who gets up early and gets work done. I'm not going to want to wait until I have X number of dollars in my bank account before I invest in nice clothing or a relatively, you know, nice car or go on a trip with my family. I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to be that person that has the tenacity to create that money so that I can have the car and go on those trips. And it really, again, comes down to finances. And we just did a podcast all about finances last week, which you can listen to. That was with Travis Hornsby. But again, we often will wait till we have a certain thing before we can do something and therefore be that person. And you really do need to transform yourself to just be that person from the beginning. And a great example of this is those people that are struggling in their business, they will always be struggling in their business because that is who they are being in their business. if you want to excel, you have to become that person who is excelling, which means you have to work a little bit harder. You have to work a little bit smarter. You have to find ways of aligning yourself with people that can help you get there. You have to sacrifice more time on the couch and doing more elements online, interacting with your patients, getting them on the phone and asking them what they really want. You know, stepping outside of your comfort zone. You just have to start being that person who is the success that you want. And therefore, you will start to have the things that you want and therefore do the things that you want. So really reflect on how you are being in your life today. Because the most important thing is every thought and feeling that you experience is your responsibility. You are feeling those way that way. You are having those thoughts. You are being that person because you have chosen to be that person. And it's all about taking just radical responsibility for everything in your life. So for me, I've really been taking it easy this month. I've been watching far too much TV and Netflix and things like that. But when I reflect on that and perhaps my goals for the month I'm not achieving and my bank account isn't as flowing as it normally is, I introspect and take full responsibility for that. I was not stepping up to the plate like I should have been. I was not working as consistently as I should have been. I wasn't following with my self-integral goals that I set for myself. I chose to spend more time watching television or hanging out with my family or sleeping in as opposed to working. And that is just who I was being at that particular time. Therefore, the outcome is as so. Same with weight. I deal with a lot of weight loss patients in my practice. And one of my favorite things that I learned from Mark Manson's book, which is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, is that in order to achieve the results that you want in your life, you have to also be willing to accept a certain level of pain. Meaning, for weight loss, which is a great example, you have to be willing to get up early, which is a painful thing for people to go to the gym. You have to be willing to have the pain of going to the gym 2 to 3 times a week. You have to have the pain of sacrificing your glasses of wine at night. You have to have the pain of sacrificing sugar and chips and perhaps dairy and wheat in your life as well in order to achieve those weight loss goals. The same thing applies to your business. If you are not willing to have some pain, you will not achieve the results that you want. And the more pain you're willing to accept in your life, typically the more results that you're going to get. Now, pain doesn't have to be working 20 hours a day, grinding by your computer all the time, like hustling. That's not what we're talking about. But it does mean that if you want to take your business to the next level, perhaps your pain is investing in, coaching or an online program that's going to get you there. Perhaps the pain is getting up early in the morning so that you can get more done and really blocking that time out so that nobody can bother you during that time. Maybe it is not going out to eat as often. Maybe it's not having Starbucks every single day. Like, there are little pains that you can identify, I think, in your business where you could be doing better, something you can be sacrificing in order to get some better financial gains and therefore business growth. You know, maybe it's doing a talk every single week when normally you'd be taking your weekends off. I don't know what that is, but you might need to identify how much pain am I putting into my game, like how much skin am I putting into the game in order to achieve the results that I want. And that also comes down to then being realistic about the outcome. So if you are not putting in a ton of effort, then please don't expect your outcome to be tremendous. If you are very comfortable at making $50,000 a year, and that means that you get your weekends off, you're only in clinic 3 days a week, and those are half days, and you get to spend more time with your family right now, then that's wonderful. You don't have to be making big dollars to be successful in your business. What I would strongly encourage is you're making more profits and try to find ways to grow your profit margin so you're making more net profit, but you do not need to be making obscene amounts of money in order to be successful. So, getting into that radical responsibility about everything in your life, even the thoughts that you're feeling, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling, you know, down about yourself, that you just don't think that you can do this, those are all thoughts and feelings and stories that you have created, that if you want to stay there, then it will keep you there. If you find ways of transforming those thoughts to, well, what do I do about this now? Who do I need to talk to? What do I need to learn? What books do I need to read? How much more do I need to be working? You know, all those things will help to transform then where you are now to where you will be. And you will therefore become a better person in general. And this brings me to kind of my final point, which is being very integral to yourself. So this is where, again, way back at the beginning of 2018, I created a If You Want It, Write It workbook. And there was a series of rules there. And one was to be very self-integral. And if you're going to write these things down, if this is what you legitimately want out of your business and out of your life, then you have to own up to it and you have to do it. Otherwise, don't write it down. Don't ask for it. Don't even bother, because if you're not willing to make it happen, then just don't go for it. So if your level of integrity is, I'm going to wake up at 5:30 every morning and do an hour of work before I start getting into anything else, then you just have to start doing that. If your level of integrity is, I'm going to start doing, I don't know, a meal plan for every single patient or offer that as a service, then it's your job to continuously put it out in front of your patients so that they know that that is a service that you are now offering. You know, if your integral piece this year is going to the gym and having more me time, then you just have to make that happen. And that brings up another great point that I see with a lot of, business questionnaires that I get my coaching clients to do is, what is it that you want out of your life? And often they'll say, I want more time to travel. I want to have my weekends off. I want to have more freedom. And my question that I always write in the side notes of the page is, well, why don't you have those now? So for myself, and I said this on a previous podcast, I decided that I didn't want to show up to work every single Saturday. I like to have my weekends off, and I like to be able to sleep in on a Saturday instead of work. And so what I did was I just said, well, you know what? There's no reason why I can't have that. So I'm not going to get rid of all of my Saturdays. I'm going to get rid of one Saturday every single month. And if I want to open up my calendar where I have my mornings off, I can do that. And so can you. There's no reason why you can't have these things in your business. But if you still want to make the same amount of money, you're going to have to find another way to do it. Meaning you're going to have to work a little bit later in the night. Maybe you're going to have to open up an extra day at the clinic or pack more patients into a small amount of time. These are all things that you need to be considering, but there's no reason why you can't have these goals in your business today, because you are a business owner. And this is one of the benefits, is you can create whatever kind of business you want. So please, you may want to listen to this show again, and I know it's getting a little bit more into the mindset of things, but I thought it was a very important show to have, because this is really the foundation for how you approach your life, how you approach your business, and how successful you will actually be, because it's all about who you are being, how self-integral you are, and how radically responsible you are being in your business. Now, of course, if you feel that you need to really align yourself with someone like myself to really help, you know, put all the steps together, put those pieces in place so you know exactly what you're doing and how to execute it this year, I would love to get on a call with you. So please email me directly, info@themaximmovement.com, and just send me an email and we'll set up a time to just talk one-on-one. Of course, go to my website, maximizebusiness.ca, and check out the other programs and services that I offer. And I always love to hear from you. So let me know on Instagram how things are going, how I can help you, what you want to hear more of. And always please leave a review on iTunes for these shows, because the more reviews we get, the higher the show will rank. So I am Andrea Maxim, your hostess with the mostest. Thank you again so much for listening, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.